Hello, everybody. My name is Colin, member of Aletheia Ministries. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about devotion, different forms of devotionals. This is something I've been looking into recently and just felt compelled to talk about this on the podcast today, kind of give an explanation of what it is and why it is important. So first off, with devotionals, it covers a very wide range of things. Some people think of devotions as having your devotion book that you buy at Target and just, you read it and you kind of think about it and then you pray about it and then you close it. And that is a beautiful form of devotion. So I'm not trying to disrespect that or anything, but that is kind of what the stereotype has become of devotions. And really, devotions can come in all different forms and ways, and they can be very intentional or they can be sort of unintentional. They can take up a lot of time, they can be something very simple. So I just wanted to touch on that range of devotions. I also wanted to start off with reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So I just want that verse to kind of be in our thoughts as we go through this. Oh, sorry. I apologize for that. The allergies have been killing me recently. Back on devotions. So we already covered the devotional that people will do. So good little 5-10 minute devotion book that you can pick up all across America. I mean, stores everywhere. I mean, probably all over the world too, but very simple. You read a Bible verse. You might journal about it, you kind of think about it, you pray on it. It takes like a good 5-10 minutes. Really good thing to do when you're waking up or going to bed or doing during lunch break. It's very convenient. Other forms of devotions that a lot of people do, you might not think of being a devotion, but is Bible study. It's a lot more intensive form of a devotional book you could have. You're spending an hour or maybe two or maybe even three a week just reading the Bible and praying. It's just a more extended version of that devotional book. Some other forms of devotion would be something I've been looking into recently is women wearing veils at church. That is a form of devotion. It's a very, might not even be an intentional form of devotion. It's just something you just wear, and it is showing your devotion to God and being under His auspices. Again, you're not really taking any time out of your day, and you're just kind of wearing it. It's a very simple and beautiful form of devotion. So, devotions, there isn't one set thing that qualifies to be one. It is just something that you do to further your relationship with God. It's kind of all it is. Now, you're not going to be punished for not doing a devotion. This isn't something required of you to be a Christian. But it is something that people will feel strongly in their heart about doing. And it is a way that they show their fealty to God. And it may be something that you're doing in public, like most of the devotions we talk about are, going to Bible study, veils. Maybe something in public, but you're not doing it to flaunt it, though, is the important part. You're not doing this to get looks. You're not doing this to make people think of how holy you are. Even if people do think that and kind of sneer at you, that's something that they need to deal with. But it is important in your heart that you are doing this for the right reasons. And it is showing your fealty to God. So, are you going to be punished for not doing devotions? No, it's a sign of respect. Again, this isn't something that is required of you being Christian. So I wanted to talk about that with devotions. Going to go over a couple more forms, examples. That's the word I'm looking for, examples of devotions. Now, as I say that real quick, I want to just say what isn't a form of devotion, what actually is required of you to be Christians that I'm kind of thinking about it. The line can maybe be a little confusing there. So, what is required of you to be Christian? Well, keeping the Ten Commandments. That isn't a form of devotion. That is actually a requirement of you to be Christian. Now, obviously, we all fall short of the glory and grace of God. We all sin. We are born to a world of sin, and we strive to be better. So, obviously, I'm not making the claim that if you fail, then you're no longer Christian, and then now you're going to hell or whatever. That's kind of the stereotypical view of people who hate Christians will say, "So, oh, you see everyone's going to hell, and you're so holy." No, that's not what we believe. But that being said, these are still required of you. You need to strive to be better. You need to strive to achieve these things, and you need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. This is beautifully put all over the Bible. So, some other examples of devotions. Almost kind of hesitate to say this, but prayer is kind of an example of devotion. Now, prayer is, the reason I say hesitate, now prayer is, it's more than a devotion. That is you acting out your relationship with God. That isn't, it's not just something that you do flippantly. Not to say devotions are, but I'm kind of struggling for my words here. But prayer is all, you almost see it as like an apex form of devotion. It is you giving physical manifestation of your relationship with God. It is you talking to God. It is you giving him your pleas. It is you sharing in your suffering with God. Prayer is so many things. And as is shown all throughout the Bible, or specifically the Gospels, this is Jesus praying to God. Jesus is talking with God. I forget I've heard this before, but I think something like one fourth of passages in the Gospel has some form of Jesus praying. I have to look that up. Fact check me on that. But prayer, it was so important that Jesus decided to spend much of his time doing it. He would go out, famous right before his passion, he spends most of the night just praying to God, just talking to God. He doesn't want to go through this horrific thing that's about to happen to him. Not by his will, but by God's will be done. So that is almost, like I said before, it is the apex form of devotion. I got to remember that. I kind of like that term. Just coined it, trademark. Kind of blanking on other forms of devotions now, so just to respect everybody's time, I'm probably gonna cut off the pot sorry, podcast here. My throat is just killing me right now. So once again, I'm gonna reread Philippians 4:6 again, just refresh everyone's mind in that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. So, sorry everybody, once again, this is gonna be a shorter podcast. We're trying to still trying to catch up, falling behind on these podcasts. And again, I apologize. Allergies are just killing me right now, so I apologize for all the interruptions. And have a very blessed day. We will see you very soon with other podcasts coming.